Ashley.
And I'm Sophia.
And this is Breakpoint Radio, your irregular takeaway of tech news, views and cafe reviews.
Good morning. And Breakpoint in from Hubbard and Bell.
Yeah, in Holborn in London.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Very nice one. Have you been to the Hoxton Mall?
No.
No? Oh, there's a really nice one in Hoxton too. I've got a funny story. Actually, it's probably not a funny story, but went to that one with a friend of mine who they have like old vintage, it's all done out vintage style, and he sat on one of the vintage chairs there and went straight through it.
Lovely.
Yeah, vintage chair, but yeah, basically in a heap after we visited. Yeah, very nice. Anyway, all right, shall we, as ever, against the clock, so shall we jump straight in?
Yeah, go for it.
So, all right, getting the ball rolling, the Black Mirror book.
I love it. Yeah. Well, not that I've read it or anything.
So, I don't think they finished it yet.
Yeah.
I tried to tweet Charlie Brooker and say, is it open for people to submit articles or stories to? Because it looks like it's not just him writing it. Looks like there's lots of people open to contributors, but I think they're all named authors, which is a shame because...
But how would that work if random people could submit? I think it's one story, isn't it?
No, I thought it was lots of... I think it's a few little short stories, but...
Oh.
No, don't you think that would be good if people could...
No. I want quality in my books.
So there's got to be something to this. There's got to be something where you could open up a book like...
Are you talking about open sourcing and having people maintain books?
Just a sec. Open sourcing books, a great idea. Yeah, more people should do that. I would like to add that _ of open source, all of their scholar learning materials, link to follow.
Plug.
Well, yeah, of course. But no, wouldn't you like to have a go at writing a short story with the half chance that it could get into something like that? No?
No.
No, really?
No.
God, I'd be so up for doing that. I could probably do a story of like 5 to 10 pages without it being... But I could only do 10 pages. I'd need like 10 people to... All right, maybe I'll do the Black Mirror fork.
But yeah, the Black Mirror book looks really good because... I always prefer books to like TV or film, just because your imagination can go a bit crazier, and I think with Black Mirror, that's a good thing.
Yeah, you read quickly though, too. So.
I don't read that quickly. It's taken me a long time to finish Sapien. Finally done it.
Is that like 500 pages?
It's a lot. It's a big book.
Anyway,
no, it was good. It was worth the read, Sapiens, but the end is a bit of a drag. The beginning is amazing. If you get the free sample on Kindle, you get the first chapter, and that's by far the best part of the whole book, so highly recommend.
I've got about 20 books that I've got to try and get through at some point anyway. I've got too many books to read, so
yeah.
There is a Japanese word for that, but I can't remember what it is. Moving on, though, so I'll try and look at what the word is. Oh, I need to ask someone, though. So renewables, over half of the UK electricity for the first time provided by renewables. This is good. This is a good thing. No?
Yeah.
Like 51% of
obviously it's a good thing. Yeah, it's a really, really good thing.
I'm thinking this taps
into... It's a bit boring to talk about over on a podcast. No?
So, moving on. Did you see anything from the Apple Developer Conference stuff?
I saw the iOS 11.
Right, okay.
Looks really good. The control panel looks better. They're making Siri more natural sounding, which I thought was interesting because we were talking about that emotional one.
Yeah. My mind's gone blank now. Now we've said it.
But it reminds me of the problem that I think we were talking about on that podcast where people are forgetting that...
How to talk. So it's all command based.
And with kids as well, like demanding things from a robot, it's a bit awkward.
Misuko, I think.
Yeah. But I have heard of parents being a bit worried about their kids talking to these kind of AI robot things. A bit worried about how the kids are like demanding things or talking to them not very nicely.
Just imagine the 10-page story you could write off that sci-fi based story of No?
Go for it.
Yeah, it's, so many ideas.
But it is interesting. It raises the question, should you be making these robots more human-like? Should you be making them more natural-sounding? Yeah. Because you don't want anyone to get confused. And I know it sounds like a really stupid thing, getting confused between a robot and a person, but I think these things can leak over. And
no, I think that's probably an interesting angle on it, in that you've heard of the uncanny valley thing, where when robots become too similar to people, people kind of have a revulsion against them and then basically run the other. So the idea is, when things get too human-like, people have an automatic repulsion to that and run the opposite way. So maybe the direction of...
Do you know, there's stuff about that in Sapiens as well? Because...
It's a big known phenomenon, whatever. So
it's like us and them, and if they threaten us in any way, it's a thing. It's interesting.
So maybe AI stuff should get more designed to be AI, and AI be its own kind of profile rather than... That might be another story there. But all right, so that was the WWDC.
What does that stand for?
I thought it was Worldwide Developer Conference, but I'm not 100% sure.
That's kind of taking up a big, massive general name, isn't it?
Yeah, there you go. It's not like them. I was a bit disappointed there was no 32 gig MacBook Pros, but I think
it's usually software based, though, that one. And then the hardware stuff comes out another time.
I think the thing is, I need a new machine, so that was really what I was kind of
banking on. They're redoing the MacBook Pros again, aren't they?
Are they?
Is that a thing?
Well, so they did re-release them with like Cable 8 processors, which I thought meant that you could go to 32 gig of RAM in them, but there's something about you can't do that and have energy efficient RAM or something.
That's interesting.
So yeah, because I'd be.
Yeah, I've got a 16 gig Pro in work, and it dies, and I don't understand.
Well, in that case, as I've got to go through this very quickly, you'll probably be more interested in the faster Scala compiler.
Woo!
So did you read that? Or
no,
if you didn't
sorry.
Get a chance to, it was actually a really good article by Jason over at Lightbend about how they've speeded up the Scala compiler. Bit of a name check there for Rory and Miles as well, which is all good, but it's actually an interesting article just about performance.
Yeah.
Like, regardless of the compiler.
It's something somebody always says about Scala is the compiler.
Oh yeah, it's great, but it's slow. So it's well worth a read, though. Scala cheat sheet was out to...
Oh, I like this.
Yeah, it had like, this is a good one, bad way.
Yeah.
I think it could probably do with more things like that.
Yeah, so. I love stuff that goes back to basics, because people pretend that that's not as important as you get better, but it's actually probably more important as you get better.
I recently did a one-day kind of intro to Scala thing with some grads, of which a couple of them had never programmed anything before in no language. So
how did they find it?
Well, it was a one-day thing of, like, here's the overview concepts and a few bits and bobs and a couple of small exercises. They found it hard going.
Yeah, they did find it hard going.
Yeah. And that was meant to be a lead-up before they were doing, like, 2 and 3 week Scala courses of, like, here's the concepts before you go in, because otherwise it would be basically running up the brick wall.
Wow.
So
I don't miss learning from scratch.
It's hard work.
Although,
how bad it was.
I don't know if this is helpful to say or not, but when I started learning properly out of uni, different languages, I found Scala to be one of the more... I found it not easier, but I was more motivated, and I think it was more of the, I'm quite mathematical, quite academic-y minded with stuff like that, and I found myself way more motivated to kind of keep going with Scala. It's one of the only things that I took away from the like workshop and did in my own time.
I'll tell you what, it feels like a weird situation where if Scala's someone's first language, they don't find it that difficult.
Yeah.
And if it... But weirdly, they seem to find things like JavaScript trickier.
Yeah. We did a bit of Perl, we did a bit of JavaScript, we did a bit of Python. And I found Scala by far the... Well, not the easiest, but the one I was most excited about, most motivated to learn.
It's funny, that seems to be a common pattern. If other people have learnt like Java or Python or something like that first and then go to Scala, they find Scala like climbing the mountain, almost impenetrable. All right, so Scala cheat sheet, very, very good. blog post that came out from Zeynep about compile time analysis with Libre. It's in the show notes. Lots of different releases recently. Star Native, Finch, Pine and Chimney. Have a look in the show notes because I've got to skip over that. We're not going to have time to talk about the election result.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah. Well, go Corbyn, though.
Not,
well
that, like, not that makes me sound like I voted Conservative. I definitely voted for Corbyn.
Oh, yeah, Corbyn all the way. And Caroline Lucas, too. She did really, really well. She got I think last time she had something like 1,000 majority, and this time it was like 10,000 something.
Wow.
So, yeah, crazy good.
I saw her driving people around on bikes.
Yeah, that's it. That's how she did it. Okay, I saw that she was taking people to the polls, so, all right. Oh, what else was the transparent salaries?
I think it's a really, really great idea, but I think that there would need to be work put in place first for them to be transparent in a where it's handled in a very mature and sensible way.
Yeah.
I think lots and lots of companies work in a way now with salaries that if they were to go transparent tomorrow, it would cause a lot of trouble.
So I spoke to some friends about this, and their thoughts were, if you had a company that was like 20 people or fewer, you could probably introduce it and get away with it. Once you get to about 30, 40 people, if you wanted to introduce transparent salaries, it would be so difficult.
I think it would be the thing to do from the beginning.
Yeah.
It's hard to do it halfway in, because you're not going to scale people back, and you don't want to give everyone more money to match up. I know of other industries that have very strict, like, this role has this much money, this role has this much money. And then if you perform well, you get a bigger bonus. And I like that, because I think that's very fair.
Yeah.
If you're good enough for that role, that's what you should be doing. And then if you perform exceptionally well, you get a performance little bump with a bonus. I find salaries are mostly varying because of people's negotiating skills, people's salaries before they went to that job, that kind of thing, which isn't fair, really.
No, I agree. Having just left, like, doing a government project where everyone's on different bands of salary, so everyone kind of knows what each other's getting. It's the interesting thing of if where you are working, everyone had transparent salaries, I wonder who the people would be who felt awkward about it. Would it be the managers? Would it be your peers? Would it be you? Would you feel awkward?
Managers, isn't it?
Well, I don't know.
I wouldn't feel that awkward. I feel like the managers should feel awkward.
If you found out that you were getting double what all your peers were getting, would you feel awkward about that or feel good about it?
I would neither feel awkward or good.
Okay.
I would feel like lucky, and I would feel like I'd like to know what I did differently, but I feel like I would know what I'd done differently if I was earning double somebody else.
Because you see this a lot in terms of when people get hired can determine what they get. So if there's no one on the market, salaries go up.
And I think if people are going to be really mature, I think people would have to be really mature about it to understand why somebody else would have more than them. But again, if it was strict bindings for each role, then that wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
I also think it would... Sorry to put in the woman thing, but not just women, but men in other industries as well. I think it would go a long way to kind of fix the pay gap.
Yeah, I think there probably is, per industry, a gender pay gap.
Yeah.
And possibly also an age pay gap in industries.
Yeah, that's
where,
true. Yeah.
You know, I've worked with people who are in their mid-20s. Who can smash stuff out much quicker than people in their mid-30s.
But they're not allowed
to. But still don't get paid.
But then there's the idea of experience. So if you've been coding for 30 years and you've been coding for 2 years, do you deserve more money?
Well, I mean, keeping names out of this, but I'm sure we've both worked at places or with people who are mid to late 30s, if not older, and should have a lot of experience, but it doesn't shine through in what they've done. Again, not naming anyone, but I can think of one person in particular who was one of the oldest on their team, and it just didn't match.
But how would you... That's another sticky one when you're discussing it there, right?
Yeah.
I think it should happen, but it can only happen if the rules are there already. So, like, introducing it with a fresh new company would be 100 times easier than putting it in an existing company.
Right, so it's a thought. All right, Docker and Ops stuff, Spinnaker 1.0 out, Distroless came out, which looks like unikernels on GCP. Katacoda got their Kubernetes course updated, and we're on the on-finalies. But we're not going to do all of them, because there's too many. There was like Covethi.
I don't know. I still don't even know what that was supposed to be.
I can't remember now either. It was somewhere. There was the Heroes of FP, which was basically someone in a Spider-Man outfit that's covered in functional programming logos. Let's pick one more. How about the Kim Jong-un romper? Did you see the Kim Jong-un romper?
No.
Okay. Just a sec. Let's see if we can get this to load. I know. It's an actual thing if it loads. I'm hoping it does, because you are in for a treat when you see this. If not, don't worry. I suppose in terms of
that's
events...
That's expensive.
Well, you haven't seen
$80.
It yet. The image hasn't come through yet. It's well worth it if you see it. In terms of events coming up, probably the big one that I saw was Lambda World, I think, coming up. That looks really very strong.
Yeah.
Really good conference. Otherwise, all the usual links are there as ever. Can't get the image through.
And you're going to Scholar World, right?
I'm going to Scholar World. You going to Scholar World?
Yeah.
That'll be wicked.
I'm excited.
First time
yeah,
for me.
Yeah, me too.
Look at that. Whoa.
That's not what I was expecting.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. Be a brave person to wear that.
That's awful.
I know. It's like the worst thing ever, isn't it? It's so bad. I don't know if it goes full loop to be so bad it's good.
No,
or if it's just bad.
It stays bad.
It's the fact that it's an open mouth with the teeth right over the crotch, too. It's like the worst. It's the worst, isn't it? Anyway, right, come on.
Good time to leave.
Yeah, all right. Till next time. All good. Bye-bye.